James Comer asks Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi to prosecute James Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on January 17, 2025. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer asked President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to investigate and prosecute James Biden for allegedly making false statements to Congress, according to a letter obtained by Breitbart News. James, President Biden's brother, is a member of the Biden family business. Many of his interactions with the business are below, as Breitbart News reported. During Comer's probe into the family, he found a $200,000 check from AmeriCorps, a company that allegedly defrauded Medicare, which landed in Joe Biden's bank account via James Biden. James Biden denied the check was due to a pre-existing business relationship. He claimed the money was a return payment for money Joe Biden lent him. Comer then requested the alleged loan documents the Biden brothers might have consummated, but the White House stonewalled the request. Comer also subpoenaed James's Lionhall Group and JBBSR Incorporated entities. The subpoena appeared directed at obtaining records linked to Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corp., which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. James was also business partners with SFC China Energy Company, an organization closely linked to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Through suspicious activity reports, SARs, Comer discovered that Biden associate Rob Walker received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Comer's findings caused House Republicans to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The inquiry found Joe Biden played a role in and had knowledge about his family's influence peddling schemes that produced more than $18 million for Biden family members and their related companies. Watch, you were censured by Congress, Senator Pam Bondi and shifty Senator Adam Schiff's bar. In a letter sent on Thursday to Bondi, Comer asked Bondi to prosecute James for allegedly lying to Congress. On February 21, 2024, the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee conducted a transcribed interview of James Biden, who was accompanied by counsel. On February 28, 2024, the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee conducted a deposition of Hunter Biden, who testified under oath and was accompanied by counsel. 10 on June 5, 2024. The committees made criminal referrals of Hunter Biden and James Biden to the Department of Justice pursuant to 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, false statements, and, additionally, for Hunter Biden under 18 U.S.C. Section 1621, perjury. To date, Attorney General Garland has ignored the committee's referral. As the referral demonstrates, Hunter Biden and James Biden made provably false statements to the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee about key aspects of the impeachment inquiry, in what appears to be a conscious effort to hinder the investigation's focus on President Biden. Although President Biden's pardon encompasses all crimes committed by Hunter Biden during the time frame investigated by the committee, including the crime of perjury before Congress, Attorney General Garland, or his successor, may, and should, determine prosecution of James Biden for violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 is appropriate. James Biden made materially false statements to the Oversight and Judiciary Committees. The nature of both his and Hunter Biden's false statements is not lost on the committees. Every instance implicates Joe Biden's knowledge of and role in his family's influence peddling. James Biden's denial of Joe Biden's meeting with James Biden, Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden's business associate for a Chinese transaction, Tony Bobulinski, despite evidence being placed in front of him and being given multiple opportunities to amend his response, appears to be a clumsy attempt to protect Joe Biden from the reality that Joe Biden has indeed met with his family's business associates. January 16, 2025 letter to Pam Bondi by Jman Ship unscribed. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.